Thanks for checking out the Brandon Baxter in the Morning podcast, powered by Ashley Home Store, where you can spring into style and get up to 20% off store-wide, plus pay no interest for 36 months, or enjoy 60 months no interest for a limited time. Fresh new looks and amazing prices store-wide. Ashley Home Store, this is home on Fair Park Boulevard in Jonesboro.
Brandon Baxter in the Morning. Taylor Swift has trademarked the names of her cats. And we're trying to figure out why. Like, she has them trademarked for performances and even musical recordings.
I don't know how that works.
So Kelly's really good at animal sound effects.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if I said, give me an owl. Give me a goat. Give me the common Arkansas pterodactyl. How about a pig? How about a cow? How about a cat?
I can't do it because I'm horse.
What?
I'm horse.
Oh, you want to do a horse?
No, I am horse.
What does a horse sound like, by the way, Kelly?
Can't do that today.
You can do a horse.
I can't. Because I would do it higher. I can't go higher. Because
David,
I,
do a horse.
Horse dying.
What happened to that horse?
I can't do animal noises, man.
That horse. David's actually going to jail after being around that horse.
Oh, man.
Brandon Baxter in the Morning. So Russell Dickerson's song, Blue Tacoma. Mm-hmm. Na, 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 na. What would yours be?
Wait, do you want me to do like my first car?
Color under any car. Any model. So the color and the model of one of your cars. Like if we were going to feature it in a music video.
Oh, gosh. Teal Honda.
How would it go?
Teal Honda. I don't know.
All right, moving on.
You're welcome, everyone.
We're just going to make her do that by herself.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
I think my favorite, because like I could be Black Beamer, but that doesn't sound as good because I had a black BMW at one point, but it was really old. Or I could do... What about me in my 1990-something Ford Ranger? And Ooh. It was red. So I could be the Red Ranger. Dun, dun, dun,
yes,
dun.
Red Ranger.
So I'm the Red Ranger.
Teal Honda.
What would you be, David?
Mine actually kind of fits with the song.
Why is that?
Because it's my first truck. It's the one I still drive today.
Oh, you've only had one car?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. What? So how would you describe it?
Black Sierra.
Your face when he just did that.
What?
I don't know if he's ready for
this. Did she date a rapper at one point?
Oh my gosh.
It's Black China, my bad. I get her confused with Black Sierra, David's truck.
Black Sierra. So
David loves watching the Black China videos. I see those all the time on his computer.
Oh yeah, those are my favorites.
Guys, I never really realized how important it was to have a tongue and to have functionality on your tongue. I never realized it.
What do you mean?
Do you realize how important your tongue is? Like, it does so many things, it makes it so easy to do so many things.
Yeah.
Like, I never really appreciated my tongue until I got out of the dentist's office yesterday, and they had to numb both sides of my bottom jaw, and my tongue was numb, too.
Please tell me Leslie took pictures or video.
She wasn't allowed to. But I left, and I was starving. My belly, like, when I was laying there in the chair, I could hear it going, blah, blah, blah. So I knew I was hungry because I didn't eat, because I didn't want to have food particles in my teeth.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I get that.
Like, because that's gross, right? Yeah. So I was doing it for them. I was trying to be thoughtful for them. But so when I'm leaving there, I'm like, I am so hungry, I have to eat. And I saw in my seat one of those cookies that Ronnie West brought from the River of Hope deal. And I thought, man, a cookie sounds good after the day I've had, right? So I put the cookie in my mouth and I start to chew it. And I realize I can kind of tell where it is on the roof of my mouth, but I can't feel it on the bottom of my mouth. And then I realized that I can't control where it goes because my tongue's not really working right.
That's so dangerous.
And then I realized I don't know for sure if I can even swallow said cookie because my tongue's not functioning. And I didn't realize my tongue was so important, David. I had no idea. And then I realized at one point when I was sitting in this room that there was still cookie in my mouth.
Oh, right in the back.
And I had to go fishing for it. I had to use my finger like it was a hook. And you talk about gross. I'm telling you, never underappreciate your tongue.
Okay.
It's very important to remember that.
Absolutely.
And I'm so proud of myself. I feel like, I don't know if I'm a superhero today, if I'm like Superman or Batman or maybe Robin.
I see you more as Wonder Woman.
or that. But like I championed through my entire dental thing, and I did this post last night on social media. I'm not going to go into tons of details.
That was
on
a
it.
Really sweet post.
But I had major dental anxiety. Like that was given to me from my mother, so mm-hmm. I've always dreaded having to go to the dentist. And I think I've finally gotten over it.
I'm proud of you.
And I thought if I could help one person through my social media post, one person who maybe hasn't gone to the dentist, if I could help them go, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. Is.
So I am a champion of dental anxiety.
A champion of teeth.
And I also realize how important my tongue is. Never take your tongue for granted.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
And I have one question for the two of you. Are you ready to celebrate some local people?
Let's do it.
Let's do the birthdays.
Happy birthday to you.
Oh, yeah.
Happy birthday to you.
Hi.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday.
Wait.
Happy birthday for you.
Well, well, well. Time for birthdays for today. It's Thursday, July 26th of 2018. Local birthdays, local celebrities. Here we go. Happy birthday goes out to Samantha Lynn Gilbert, who's celebrating today. Christy Jimison, happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Nicole Castle is 24 years old today. Happy Blake Tennyson from Jonesboro is celebrating. Michaela Palmer of Paragould, 17 happy years old today. Abby Witts of Alicia is turning 4 years old. Medesia Rogers from Pocahontas is celebrating a birthday. And happy birthday goes out to David's former roommate, Austin Copenhaver, who celebrates his birthday today.
Oh, man, that is perfect for him.
Hey, did his new wife make him get rid of that Star Wars costume thing he has?
It's an actual life-size Darth Vader that he wore for me once. But anyway,
I think he has it on right now.
He probably does have it on.
He right wore it now. For you?
Yeah. That's yeah, he weird. Wore it for me.
What do you mean?
Like, he showed it to me. Oh. I walked into his apartment, the lights were off, and all I see is a lightsaber. I flip the lights on, boom, Darth Vader standing in front
of me.
That's
awesome.
It was the greatest moment of my life.
I just remember a conversation with his dad, Harold, where he said at some point, Cope is going to have to grow up and put the NASCAR cars away.
Don't do it,
Cope. Actually, my old room has turned into his, I guess, nerdy room, where all the NASCAR stuff is, Darth Vader standing in the corner. Yeah, so he still has all that stuff.
Hmm. No, legit, Austin Copenhaver is a good dude, so happy birthday to Cope, who celebrates today. And also happy birthday, guys, out to a young guy that I've known since he was a little bitty baby. I remember being at his first birthday party.
Aww.
Happy birthday to Lane Johnson, who's turning 7 years old today.
Happy birthday, Lane.
He's the son of my buddy Josh Johnson at Super Tense. He's one of the best people I know. So happy birthday to Lane, who celebrates. I was talking to Josh last night about, you know, being dads. We kind of were dads around the same time. I've shared a ton of dad stories. And he said there's one song that resonates with him and his wife for Lane. And it's a really good one. That when I heard it the first time, I was like, here we go.
Boy, you're gonna hate this town. I wish you could burn it down.
Lee Bryce.
That fire in your eyes is 20 counties wide. But boy, you're gonna love 17.
Yep.
Boy, you'll do some stupid things. You're gonna drive and kiss and throw a punch and grow up way too fast. You're gonna drop the ball, hit the wall, and break some hearts like glass. I know you will, cause you're a part of me and a part of you, who will always be a boy.
I mean, that's a dad song about their son right there. Happy birthday to Lane Johnson, who celebrates today. And if you have a birthday today, we say this. We say happy birthday to all y'all. And you celebrate with these celebrities.
Taylor Momsen is 25 years old today. Now, she was Jenny on Gossip Girl.
Yeah.
Cindy Lou Who in How the Grinch Stole Christmas.
That's where I first saw her.
Yeah. And now you see her as a member of The Pretty Reckless.
This surprised me. When I realized that was Cindy Lou.
Yeah.
I saw her at Riverfest a couple of years too.
Really?
She's really, really good.
All right. Happy birthday to Taylor Momsen, who celebrates today.
Is that still your favorite album cover too?
Is it the one I'm thinking? Probably. Shut up, David. He's not allowed to talk anymore.
All right. Kate Beckinsale is 45 years old. Happy birthday to Kate.
Yeah, she's one of everybody's favorites, I think.
Chris Harrison, the host of The Bachelor, is 47 today. Jeremy Piven is 53 from Entourage. Sandra Bullock turns 54 today. Gary Sharon, 57.
Oh, he has two last names.
Yes. Sharon Sharon from Extreme.
Yeah.
More than words is all you have to do to make it real. Then you wouldn't have
talk about big hair ballads, man. This is one of the leads on all those big hair albums.
Cause I'd already know.
Gary Sharon celebrating your birthday today, David.
Thank you. Kevin Spacey's 59, who was formerly Frank Underwood on House of Cards.
Yeah.
And Mick Jagger from the Rolling Stones turned 75.
You can't always get what you want.
True.
You can't always get what you want.
That's what I say to my kids every day.
You can't always get what you want. But if you try sometimes, well, you might find you get what you need.
Mick Jagger, how old is he again?
75.
Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Let's give away a K-Fine Concrete from Andy's Frozen Custard. Congratulations goes out to Samantha Lynn Gilbert, the winner of a K-Fine Concrete from Andy's Frozen Custard and the big 107.9 K-Fine.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Country music news.
K-Fine.
Country music news.
On Brandon Baxter in the morning.
And y'all, Eric Church is hitting it big right now with his newest single, Desperate Man.
How about, hey,
hey,
what can I say? I'm a desperate man.
David in college, y'all.
I said, hey, what can I say? Dave is a desperate man.
I do want to say this, though. Brandon is the one addicted to this song.
That's
right
true.
He wants, he wants to pull some shots on me. That's the truth.
That legit is my favorite song right now. I love it.
But it's kind of a wild story because, truth be told, that song almost never happened. And here's why. Eric Church had a very terrifying health scare in 2017 to the point where he almost died.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
And it's just now coming out?
It's just now coming out. He did an interview with Rolling Stone and basically said at the end of his tour in 2017, he had some tingling in his left arm. Didn't really know what it was. He kind of thought, well, it's got to be nerves with the tour we just finished up. Didn't think anything of it. Then in the middle of the College World Series last year, his whole left arm wasn't responding. He looked in the mirror. It was swollen. It was red. He took his shirt off, and he's like, oh, my gosh, I got to go to the hospital. So he did, and it ended up having this disease. It's a birth defect where your collarbone is too close to your rib cage, and it pinches off one of your blood vessels.
Oh, my goodness.
And through it constantly repairing, he had a blood clot that had developed.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, that's crazy.
And so he had to go to the hospital. He had to get some surgery done. They removed the top rib, and the doctor told him, look, man, if this had kept going, you might have just collapsed in the shower and died right there.
Mm. Wow.
So it's a pretty serious thing. So Eric Church kind of has that new appreciation to life. And man, he's feeling a lot better now. But good news, they found it for sure.
There you go.
Maren Morris was recently talking to someone about who she would love to collaborate with, like as far as singing goes. So the interviewer mentioned that many fans wish that she would sing or have a duet with Carrie Underwood. And she said, well, I'd like to tell you, I have reached out to her. So apparently she wrote to Carrie Underwood a few weeks ago, hoping that they could do something together. Can you imagine those two powerhouses together, Maren and Carrie, doing some type of duet?
That'd be awesome. Big.
Yeah, she also mentioned she'd love to do something with Ed Sheeran and Bruno Mars as far as out of the country realm.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
So Maren's song right now is Rich. I really like it.
Boy, I'd be rich, head to toe, proud of Benz in the driveway, yacht in the water, Vegas at the Mandarin, I roll a Gibbelin, me and Diddy dripping diamonds like Marilyn. No, I wouldn't be drowning in all your IOUs. Every promise you made me will have some real value, cause all the little lies rolling off your lips is money falling from the sky. I'd be rich.
Pretty cool story too on Jimmy Fallon the other night. They had Ashley McBride. You know, she's very much like Arkansas through and through. Mm-hmm. She went to A State, the music department at Arkansas State. She was on Jimmy Fallon's show. We love Jimmy Fallon. Mm-hmm. And she did her new song called American Scandal. If you haven't heard Ashley McBride's performance, check this out.
Hold me, baby, hold me. Like you ain't mine to hold.
part of the interview, she said she was impacted greatly by radio when she was younger and that I was her favorite.
Oh, did she? That is so sweet of her.
That's just what she said on Fallon the other night.
The timing works.
And that's your country music news.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
David, the newly engaged boy. Coming up in a few minutes, I have some stuff for David. Songs that I will not play at his wedding when I'm his DJ.
Oh, you're going to be his DJ now and best man.
Well, that's just kind of what you would expect.
Can you be the ring bearer too? Can we just go ahead and make this?
I'll even throw flowers on the way out if you want.
The flower man. Yeah.
I don't know if that's ever been done, but okay.
A grown man
throwing flowers.
Welcome to David's wedding, everybody. This is the only job he would give me. Claire Derp joins us in the studio this morning from Arkansas State University, the athletics department. She does a little bit of everything over at A-State, and she has a really big event coming up in just a couple of days.
I know, right?
And she just got back from vacation. So I saw on your social media that you were in Miami.
I was. It was awesome.
I've never been there.
Well, you're missing out.
What did you do in Miami?
We basically ate and laid by the pool in the beach.
God, sounds awesome.
It was amazing. But yeah, now I'm paying for it. So thankfully, I'm a pretty organized person. I had everything in line. So now I'm just getting back on track. Second way I got back into Jonesboro yesterday, went right to the office and worked till about 8 o'clock last night.
Did
so
you really?
I did.
Well, Helmets and Heels is coming up. And I didn't realize we're coming up on the seventh anniversary of this event. It's been going on for even longer than I realized.
Yeah, I can't believe it. You know, it really started with Christy Malzahn and Christina Ryan really brought it to life, and since both of them are no longer here, I've kind of taken it over within the athletic department, and it's just grown, and it's evolved, and it's changed over the years, and it has just turned into a great, fun ladies' night out that our Red Wolf fans do. So
I was there for a number of those early years, and it was always exciting to see kind of how the crowd and the excitement would build up as people would come into the room, because people would come in, they'd kind of look around at some vendors and stuff like that, and then boom, the excitement kicks up and it kicks up again. You have some things that make the night more fun, and then by the end of the night, it's just a really fun event where we get to celebrate the university. And the same thing is going to be happening coming up on Tuesday.
Yes. So Helmets and Heels, like I said, is just a great ladies' night out. You know, over the years, we've really found so many Red Wolf fans are female. So with this, we can really bring all that together. You can talk to Coach Anderson about what's going on in the season, you know, who his favorite players are going to be, talk to some of his new staff members. We have a couple new things this year. We have some new games we're going to play where we're going to incorporate some of the ladies that are attending. And we also have several vendors that have signed up as well. Lundy's from Truman, Steamroller Blues. A new one this year, which I'm super excited about, is Taylor Wagner Dentistry. And they're going to talk about some of their new skincare and cosmetic products.
Oh, sweet.
The Refinery, Textbook Brokers, Body Indulgent, and Fabrique.
So they all carry different stuff that can be great for game day.
Yes, so everyone can go there and they can shop the newest apparel, which I love as well because I get to walk through it beforehand and kind of pick out what I want. Then I have everything all planned out, you know, for the six, hopefully seventh games this year that we're going to have. So it's just so much fun, and DJ King Vic's going to be back.
Oh, he's awesome, too.
He is great. So we're super excited about it.
Maybe David should consider him for his wedding. Maybe I wouldn't be the best DJ.
Hey, he actually DJed a wedding that I was at a couple of weeks ago. He did fantastic over there, too.
Maybe he and I will have a DJ challenge.
That's it. From across the room, we'll have a DJ fight.
Anyway, Helmets and Heels Tuesday, and it's in the Johnny Allison Tower.
Correct, yes. So we have the actual event is in the Water McAllister Club, and then the all the vendors will be set up on the second level in the suites. So,
what time does it start Tuesday?
It starts at 5 o'clock for shopping and a social, and then around 7 o'clock is when the actual program begins.
So I remember when I was there, I'd look out and you'd see women who would come in as office groups coming together. You would see mothers bringing their daughters into the event. Just a really fun thing. Helmets and Heels. It happens on Tuesday. There's still time to get tickets, right? Because a lot of times, once we get to Tuesday, the day of, a lot of times you're sold out, but they can still get tickets today.
Yeah, so you can get tickets at the A-State ticket office at the First National Bank Arena, or you can call 870-972-2781.
And one of the things I think we should mention with Claire this morning is that this event, yeah, it's fun and we laugh and we joke and everybody has a good time. But at the end of it all, you're raising money to help some of the programs that football is going to work with as we go throughout this season.
Absolutely. So the funds goes towards the program. And this year we actually sponsored with the athletic department for Race for the Cure.
Yeah, that's great. So, and then in years past, they did the pink game too. So The money's going to go to great use for great causes here in this area. It's Helmets and Heels. It happens on Tuesday. Get your tickets before they're gone. The 7th annual Helmets and Heels.